In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I'm going to step away from Gabor Mate's book today and talk about a different book because I've been getting a lot of requests from different people about returning to the Artist's Way series. And because I had enough specific requests for this book, I feel like it's probably time I do a deep dive. But I do want to talk about one thing before I talk about anything in the book itself. And if you've been here a while, you've already heard me say things like, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. But I don't just mean that with my podcast. I think a lot of us probably suffer from the same thing that I deal with, which is a lack of boundaries sometimes. And we sometimes take on the energy and emotion of people and things and problems simply because they're happening around us and not because they're ours to take on. But I also mean that on a self-care level. What resonates with you today might not resonate with you tomorrow. And specifically with the Artist's Way, since it is a program and it has week-to-week process and it demands so much of your time, it can feel really cumbersome. It can feel like something that you don't want to start because you don't have the time to commit to it. Or if you're like me lately, you can feel guilty if you fall off of certain aspects of it. So today I want to share my take specifically on the artist dates. And if you're not familiar with the Artist's Way or the artist dates that I'm referring to, I wanted to quickly review what that is for anybody who needs it. The Artist's Way is a 1992 self-help book by American author Julia Cameron. It is a week-by-week guide to connect you back to your spirit and your creativity. And as an artist living in Chicago, I know a lot of friends that did this typically when there was a slump going on, but immediately upon hearing the process, I realized there were pieces of it that I would absolutely like to adopt and incorporate more of, at least in theory. Now, this is coming from someone who finds it hard to commit to new routines. If you're someone who likes to have a guideline and a schedule like some of my friends do, it can be great to go full hog into it. But for me personally, doing a 12-week creativity course day in and day out sounded intimidating to me. Even if I had the time and the energy and the dedication, I am scared to do anything for more than a little while because what if I like it and what if I become obsessed? And then what if I become an Artist's Way girly? I'm not ready. Also, you might not know, the Artist's Way is a cliche in pop culture at this point because it has been around since the 90s for a specific type of creative personality, and it's typically associated with them when they're feeling down in the dumps. Does that mean because you did the Artist's Way in college that you were down in the dumps? Well, no, but I know from my personal experience and my own anecdotal evidence, I definitely understand where that joke comes from. Now, part of this 12-week personal development course, Julia Cameron encourages you to take yourself on solo artist dates once a week. According to her website, this should be a festive solo expedition to explore something that interests you. She says the artist dates don't need to be overtly artistic, as we're supposed to consider mischief more than mastery, but they're meant to fire up our imagination. They spark whimsy. They encourage play. Since art is about the play of ideas, they feed our creative work by replenishing our inner well of images and inspiration. She says, when choosing an artist date, it is good to ask yourself, what sounds fun? And then allow yourself to try it. Now, in theory, this is beautiful. I love this practice. The concept alone feels inspiring to me, to take your inner child out on a fun little date filled with whimsy and joy and play and nothing else. Because at its core level, we all deserve a little me time. And beyond that, I actually think this is a very healthy practice. But I am also the type of person that when I start a routine and then slip up at that routine, I often end up giving up on the routine altogether just because I missed one. And the other day, I did a deep clean on some things that hadn't been cleaned in a while, like my phone and my car and these makeup sponges I had. And full disclosure, I did take edibles, but I was surprised to find myself enjoying the tasks, but not just enjoying them, but finding the art in it. Now, again, I remind you, I had several tools working in my favor, including a badass soft scrub brush that my dad let me scrub my car with that made the process so much more enjoyable than if I didn't have those tools. But I also think it's the novelty of it. I can't tell you the last time I personally washed my own car. I've gone through car washes. I've done the quick hits with a hand wash, but I have not personally washed my own car in several years. The same goes for my makeup sponge. I typically buy a new one, but I've been trying to be more conscious this year with my purchases, and I decided I'm gonna just soak the bad boy with Dawn and see if I could get it back to new. And as the makeup was squeezing out of it, I was making designs in the bottom of the sink. And if you think I'm blaming the edibles on the fact that makeup and soap make some beautiful bubbles, well, I'm not high right now, and I still objectively think they were real cool. Anyway, the point is, I have been overworking a lot lately. That new job I've been complaining about was a surprise to me. So I feel like since I got it, I have not stopped to think about it. And that means everything else in my life feels overwhelming. So when I had a little bit of time to myself, but hanging out with my dad, I was able to incorporate chores and the joy of those chores at the same time. And it didn't feel as cumbersome as I thought it would. And it was actually really nice. And I was able to lean in and get enthusiastic about what I was doing. And I realized in that moment that everything is art. The way we live our lives can be art. It just depends on how slow and meaningful and conscious you can get with that. And you're probably like, Julie, you sure you're not a little high? That's real hokey. And to that I say, mind your business. But also, sometimes the hokey shit is hokey because it's true. It's a cliche because it's real, and it's been said a million times because it's been felt a million times. And if I'm honest, I wasn't gonna bring this up. I thought the things were beautiful in the moment, and I was really enjoying chores for maybe the first time in my whole life, just because it felt like an escape from my computer, which I have felt completely trapped and tied to for the last 3 weeks. I feel like I wake up in the morning, check an email, and then by the time I look up and stop checking emails, it's 2 a.m. and time for bed. And the other day, my friend called me on her walk to her artist date, and she's been very consistent on it, and I found myself kicking my own ass and shaming myself for not prioritizing my own inner child and creativity and me time. But then as I continued with my day, I realized there will be times in my life where I don't have the opportunity or the wherewithal to plan an explicit me time. But if I can infuse more of that me time energy into the shit I already have to do, then it becomes a little less cumbersome and a little more fun. So this morning, I tried it with my emails, where I treated it like the work that it is. I set up my desk rather than worked from the couch. I set a timer so that I could actually have lunch breaks. I made myself a drink before I sat down, and I gave myself a hard out. And I'll tell you what, I felt powerful. And though I am getting less hours of labor done, I'm actually doing more for that work effort and that labor by taking more breaks, prioritizing my energy, prioritizing my mental health, prioritizing my inner artist, and then allowing that little artist to show up with me at work, which has been really nice because she does know how to color code a spreadsheet, but she also knows when it's time to go for a walk. So this was rambly because my thoughts were rambly, but I am going to try to prioritize my little artist in smaller ways and stop guilting myself when I'm not able to take her on explicit little dates. Now, I am uncomfortable with the words explicit little dates, but you get it. We're here now and we're moving on. We started rambly, we're ending rambly. Tomorrow, I'll be back with a more structured episode because we will be breaking right into the artist's way. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much. And I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.